Pregnant women have limited mobility. That is obvious to anyone who has had a baby, but didn't occur to the founders of Google when they designed their car park. When Sheryl Sandberg, then head of online sales, became pregnant in 2004, she made a simple request: parking spaces for expectant women as close to the building entrance as possible. That is just one example of how many aspects of the workplace lack the female perspective. In her brilliant book, Invisible Women, Exposing Data Bias in a World Designed for Men, Caroline Criado Perez shows how widespread these subtle biases can be. It starts at the recruitment stage. Women are put off from applying for jobs that use words in their adverts such as aggressive or ambitious. When one company changed its ad to focus on qualities such as enthusiasm and innovation and used a photo of a woman rather than a man, the proportion of female applicants rose from 5% to 40%. Once you have a job, you must get to the office. Because they often care for children or elderly relatives, women are likely to make multiple journeys. Those who use public transport often need radial routes, whereas most systems favour commuters heading from the suburb to the centre of town. This means female journeys can be much longer than male ones, making it difficult for them to get to work on time. Women experience more work-related stress than men, according to research by Britain's Health and Safety Executive, and face a particular problem with long working hours. But a study found that unencumbered people of both sexes, those with few or no caring responsibilities, could cope equally well with a 48-hour week. The stress occurred because women struggled to combine their caring responsibilities with work, a problem faced by a smaller number of men. Those responsibilities may also mean that women find it more difficult to take part in after-work bonding activities like dinners, Ms. Criado Perez argues. Many companies allow workers to put the cost of food and drink at such events on expenses, but not the cost of a babysitter. That is a problem for single parents, and women comprise 80% of that category in America and 90% in Britain.